Welcome back into the Horseshoe Lounge at Roosters. It is a fun casual joint, and this is a fun casual conversation, and we're going to show some appreciation for Student Appreciation Day, which was awesome. Justin Zwick was there.
Yes.
Nicole Cox was there. Bobby was somewhere. He just didn't want to come hang out with
us. He was inside the red lines. You know, he had to stay outside the red lines.
Bob was calling plays.
Yes.
But Bobby Carpenter's also back. What did you think Saturday, since you didn't want to come hang out with us?
A lot of what I think has been happening most of the spring, you know, everybody's been enamored with Jeremiah Smith, but he's been doing that every practice.
Yeah,
it's nuts. So, watching those, everybody's like, oh, my God. I'm like, yeah, that's what has been happening to all
Bobby,
the guys.
It was a first time for some of us, though. Like yeah, me, right. my only practice I get to
so quick, right?
You're stealing all my thunder
over here. I'm going to be honest. You could probably slide into a couple more, Nicole, if you wanted
actually,
to.
Actually, I kind of learned
she
this.
She could have gone in before me. She had the
all you Roosters. All you have to do is show up with some Roosters, put it in the hallway, and then just walk out to practice.
I know. I would never do that. I'm such a rule follower.
She had the all-access badge.
They wouldn't even care.
I know.
Jerry was like, why are you waiting with Austin? Nicole, you can go out there right now.
You guys get to pull around the back. You can go to the van, just walk on back and cruise all around.
And I was like, Nicole, why are you? Go out there and tell me what you saw. Get to
you
work.
You have to wait with them.
I didn't want to get separated. I mean, I was focused. I was going to stay with our team so we could, watch it together and I could learn as much as I could.
Okay. I walked up there, the truck going. I mean, everybody was rocked and ready to go. And then I was
4,400
wins. And I joked. I was like, Nicole, not here. And they're like, yeah, not today. And then apparently you were just.
Eric knew. I told him, I can't come talk until after because last time.
I didn't see him though. He must have been, when I pulled up, he must have been doing something else.
Last time I talked the entire time, was headed over to Austin, got to see one play, and then practice was over. So
that's the problem.
That's how it goes.
Yeah. You
pulled into conversations.
You start seeing people you haven't seen in a while, and I'll say, hey, how are you? And then you're like, I'm trying to pay attention.
We made that adjustment this year though.
We did.
So what did you think, Nicole?
It was.
Should have started with you, not Bob.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say this from a fan perspective of, I've only been to one other one where I got to see one play because I was talking the entire time, which is just me. That's what
I think
it's
my job. It was more than one.
It was like two.
It was like three.
Yeah, it wasn't very many. So I have to say, and I was talking to Burma about it earlier, it was very overwhelming. And I realized it was overwhelming because I was trying to watch offense and defense at the same time. And then there's
the reason why there's
on.
A lot
it's
of position
so
coaches out there. You can't, you literally can't watch everything.
And then I was like, what I should have done is thought in advance of who specifically I want to watch and just keep watching those people. But I'm one of those people. I want to see it all. So that was difficult, but it was amazing. It was really cool to see the guys. It just gets you so pumped up for football season. And Bobby already stole the thunder because, this is old news to him. But Jeremiah Smith, seeing it, it was unbelievable. You even looked over at me and I was staring at the play, what just happened when Devin kind of made a pass that was underthrown and Denzel had great coverage.
Should have been intercepted. Mm-hmm.
Denzel Burke looked amazing. He was great and had great coverage. And Jeremiah Smith just pivoted, caught the pass, the underthrown pass, and just made it look like it was just another simple day. He was incredible.
It was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And that was speed. And you could argue, was that even the most
impressive one?
That was
even the best one. The best one was better.
The one on Jermaine Matthews, juggling and acrobatic in the air.
Yeah, that was.
But apparently, Bob said he's just doing that every single day. So
he does that days one and two. And so it's like, okay, is he just going to continue doing that? And I think that's the thing Ryan has tried to temper expectations with it, where you don't want to call a freshman, he's going to be a starter for us. Because not that he'll slide back.
If he says afterwards, I got to be careful about what I say.
Yeah.
That's not actually slow play in the hype.
It's him being, I need to parcel out my words so that there's no headline that's thrown out there where Ryan Day says this about the guy. Because he is a true, he's an early enrollee. He will be a true freshman. Yes.
He's got practice nine times.
Yeah. I thought that ball was going to, I was on the same sideline as it. So I lost it as it was traveling down. I'm watching the trajectory. I saw where Denzel was. I thought he intercepted it. And then I'm like, wait a second. He caught that because all the offensive guys are going wild. I'm trying to look out there and see. It was truly remarkable.
And before Bobby talks about it, I also, and Bobby, you're going to have to help me because I, was scribbling and holding my sheet, which I don't have next to me. Number 32, Inky.
Yeah,
the DB.
Yeah.
Johnson.
I was really impressed with him, too.
He was all over the place.
He's super fast, broke up two passes.
The big kid,
and
too.
He was. Yeah. I mean, he really stood out to me, too.
He had a great scrimmage. Yeah. I don't think Bob was going to talk about him.
Okay, but, good.
No, hey. I think that's a good one, Nicole, because we talked about it. He made a play right there in the corner of the end zone when we were down there. And twice. I saw a couple others that he was getting his head in there. So that was good to see.
See, the problem is that some of the guys have changed numbers. So I didn't. Hard. I had a sheet.
Inky Jones. I mean, Inky Jones. Right. Inky Johnson is somebody I covered like 10 years ago, 12 years ago at Tennessee. Inky Jones. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll get that right. We don't. That was good. But Lathan Ransom was out, and Malik Hartford were both out, so you had opportunities.
And I don't even think is Jihad. I don't think practiced.
He, haven't seen him there.
So that's what I'm saying. Like Malik, they knew was going to be out. He was, you know, still battling the shoulder. Lathan, I think that's they're slow playing him with the foot injury, and so you get to see a lot of these young guys, and you know,
just adding to the depth that they have.
Yeah, it's big. I know Tim Wallen's like, hey, we're going to put him out there. These guys, this is don't tell me you didn't get an opportunity because you're getting plenty of opportunities to play against these guys. Go make the most of it right now. And so they're trying to figure out who can do what. Another guy who I thought played really well, and his brother gets so much of the hype. I thought Lorenzo Styles has really played well, like in camp, because you know. You obviously have Jordan Hancock that plays the inside corner and very talented guy, can play safety, probably play outside corner. That's what he came in doing, you know, and he can do a lot of that stuff. But the versatility, as you saw, like guys get nicked up, people have moved around, having him being a guy that can shift around or just potentially having two guys that are really skilled at inside corner, depending on what type of matchups you're facing with the different receivers, to have him go out there. So Lorenzo Styles, I thought, has done a really good job. And you really need like a basket of nine guys that can play because you're going to have three or four guys that can play outside. You need a couple of safeties. You need a couple of guys that can play inside. And so if you can put together like nine guys that you feel comfortable and confident going into a game, because you also have to remember they're planning on trying to play 15 games this year. Like that's a big deal.
And they want to play more than 15.
Well, ideally, 16, not 17, hopefully, just 16. But we'll see.
17 if necessary, 16 for sure.
That's 16 for sure. I was trying. I missed the math on that. But watching him play, I think that that's gives the Ohio State some nice depth. And he was a really good safety like corner in high school. And, you know, when he went to Notre Dame to play wide out, I'm like, okay, he wants to go play receiver. Coming back here, I think this is more of a natural home for him, and he's looked really good doing it.
He and Sonny, junior and senior, spending a ton of time in the Woody. You can tell how much they enjoy, like, working out as brothers and that opportunity to be back together, family stuff. Like, you see them in fam. A good amount.
Fam. Yeah, but for real fam.
Brother, literal brotherhood.
Brotherhood, yes.
Jay-Z, what did you take away?
Oh, gosh. I think our quarterback.
Can of chips.
Yeah. Got a tray of chips. I mean, that's what I took. That was probably the best thing I took away.
You were on an absolute beeline. Listen. Once you got that tray of chips. I'm standing over there like hoping I can catch your eye. Like, hey, bud.
What do you got? Nope.
And he's like, I'm not looking over there. And he's
straight through here. Let's go, Nicole. We're out.
Let's get out of here.
Nicole. Let's go.
You walked all day to get anywhere.
Yeah, that was exciting. That was an exciting part of my day, I will admit.
Okay. Cool.
But I did. Feel now. This is my first practice I've been to, but I felt better watching the quarterbacks. I think Devin's giving Will probably as much as he can right now. I mean, Devin looked pretty good. They all looked good.
So everybody saw really that. Nice everybody balls. You know looked at some of the bad that he's
100%.
And then now, but I mean, on watch, like he's made some really nice throws.
He's made some throws. I think maybe even his motion, you know, may have changed a little bit over you know the off season. But I think Devin is giving everything he can, and I think that is probably closer than what they thought, bringing an old, you know, a four-year guy in. So I think that's going to be a good battle. And then, you know, the young guys, Kleinholz and Sain, I think, jumped out to me as the younger guys. But, man, they threw some really nice balls as well. So I feel better there. I think Will is a big dude. And I think if they want to go in and have that Chip Kelly offense we kind of talked about last week where, you know, running the quarterback a little bit, I could see them – you know, going with the guy who has the experience, who has the size, who's been in there and done that, and just, you know, see how that goes. So, I mean, it's going to be an interesting battle, but I think Will probably comes out on top there in that. But a receiver we didn't talk about that I thought had a good day, number 13.
Bryson Rogers.
Yep. He made a few little plays. I mean, across the middle going and getting some nice digs, and, you know, quarterbacks were, of course, putting it on him, but he jumped out a couple times. Now, I know they have a stacked room.
He was the one that was in the portal but returned.
Came back. He survived the portal boomerang.
But I mean, he made some plays. I don't know where he could fit in. You know how that looks. I don't think Brandon Ennis was practicing.
Did not
Saturday. So I wanted to see him just because they kind of talked about you know, how he's come along and different things they might want to try with him. But, you know, Bryson Rogers, I thought, had a good day. And he might be, you know, just a young guy that nobody's really paying attention to that might be working his way in. I don't know. There's a lot of guys there. I mean, I understand.
It's tough. The top four, even with Brandon Ennis not practicing, you can pretty safely assume that he's going to be in there working in the slot when he's been part of practice before that. A lot of rave reviews for what he can do. Yeah.
But it goes the same thing as Bobby was talking about with the secondary. I mean, you're going to be playing a lot of games this year. You know, you want guys to be rotating, and you want to feel good about those guys coming in if you need to. So,
I think it's interesting at the stuff that you talked about at quarterback, Jay-Z, because it doesn't, at least for Saturday, and that's all that I can really talk about for watching a full practice, there didn't seem to be much noticeable separation to me. And I am not a head coach, quarterback's coach, professional talent evaluator. Yeah. Last year, when we talked about that, it's like, well, they're going back and forth, Devin Brown and Kyle McCord. They're trading it back and forth. Ryan Day wants to see separation. He's not seeing that. That felt like more of a problem. On Saturday, it was like, right now it feels like it's because they're both doing some good things that maybe weren't happening last spring. And some of that may well be that the offensive line is doing better work right now than it was at this time a year ago. When they're not having to face blitzes from Sonny Styles and CJ Hicks, which makes it almost unfair.
So they're to the point now, and that's the part of the problem is now they're getting a little more exotic. So it's going to be interesting for quarterbacks. You heard Ryan talking about it, guys getting their eyes right and understanding their reads, where at the beginning of camp, it's like, you know, we're doing basic first and second down, vanilla stuff. All of a sudden, you get into more of those third down situations. You get into the red zone situations. Things are happening a lot faster. You've got to identify the read, where you're going with the ball right now, and you got to be able to put it on guys with accuracy. So I think you'll begin to see those separations starting to occur, hopefully sooner rather than later. And I think they have tempered back the defensive line a little bit to kind of give those guys some space and time. And Ryan's done a really good job of, like, they're rotating a lot on that right side, trying to find combinations. You know, with you watch Fryer playing both guard and tackle, Tegger's playing some tackle, Luke Montgomery's playing some guard, and kind of how that'll all shake out and who will be the guys they'll roll with there. It's going to be an interesting conversation moving here over the next 2 weeks to see if there's any separation there, because those guys are the ones that make it easy on your quarterback. If you have time, they're going to be able to run the ball pretty well, but can you have time to find those guys down the field?
Justin Fry talked about that on Monday along with all of those guys on the offensive line, and Luke Montgomery's like, I'm all guard. He seems to be fully bought in on that. They've toyed, as you mentioned, Bob, with and had those conversations about Josh Fryer, but it feels like they're going to get to the end of spring and be like, well, Josh Fryer is returning all Big Ten tackle, and he's still going to be the tackle for this team. But maybe the competition at center is more interesting than we thought it might be, with Seth McLaughlin and Carson Hinsman taking another step forward. But that conversation, again, last spring, leaving a similar day, Student Appreciation Day, was like, oh my God, that was a disaster. Like, they can't even get through a practice and do anything.
Yeah.
And now you're like, well, there could be seven or eight options there. And they did enough against Ohio State's really good defensive line and those crazy blitzes that Nicole was talking about with CJ and Sonny. Like,
they just kept announcing it. And again, for the safety, I'm like, oh my God.
The coming out period was not a very good period.
Yeah. Well, it's for the defense.
Yes. Hey, that's how I look at it. Fair enough. For them.
Nicole looked at me and she was like, is this bad? And I'm like,
not for the defense.
Yeah. No, I was at that moment focusing on the O-line because they had just put the O-line out for us to see kind of who was lined up. And then I was like, well, I'm really happy for the defense, though.
No. It was about the time I was yelling at the red coat. He's trying to kick me out of practice.
That's good.
I was all fired up, and then I watched that. It's like, oh, no.
Yeah, the way I try to do it is if I'm going to watch the line, like, you have to just kind of watch the line. Mm-hmm. You can't watch anything else, and you can do both sides of it. But I was trying to watch a lot of receivers and secondary, because I think that's where a lot of the movement and the linebackers, how they're moving around. And then basically when I see a ball thrown – good or bad or whatever it is, then I try to ID, well, who was the quarterback that threw it afterwards?
That's hard.
You see what happened, then you look back there and see who's back there. Yeah.
And so it's tough to kind of see whether the pocket.
That's a nice ball. Yeah. Who was that?
Well, because you lose perspective of, like, was the pocket being shifted? Was there movement around him and all these different things? So there's been a lot there.
I love to hear that you say this.
Oh, it's hard.
I was like, there is a lot going on here.
Nicole, that's why they have 10 position coaches and a head coach.
Yeah. And an assistant to the assistant.
You can't watch. It's literally impossible to try to watch it all.
Like, I was feeling it.
You can focus on two or three things. And that's
even
you talk like that's why you have two offensive line coaches. You have five guys you're trying to watch and like pick that up, and that's difficult. And the secondary, trying to watch a guy and then you follow the ball, but guys can still be making mistakes on the other side of the field. And like, just because they didn't throw it to your guy doesn't mean you were doing the right thing. It just means they didn't see him.
Yeah.
All right, Nicole, what else do you have in there?
I mean, that was a lot of it. It was
there's a lot of numbers. I see just numbers written down.
Well, these numbers are the players because I couldn't look at my roster fast enough to see their name. So I just like started writing out how they had them laid out on the field.
Well, some of the guys changed, like they've changed numbers too since last season.
I think our sheet was pretty up to date.
Yeah, your sheet was, but like knowing from what it was last year,
just to see somebody in a number, like, oh,
they changed. Like Lincoln Keenholz is wearing 3 now, and like there's just some subtle ones. And I'm like looking, like trying to figure out, like, who is this? Who's that?
Gabe Powers, 36.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in there.
Gabe's done some good things. A lot.
Yeah. I like to see that. You know, homegrown kid here in Marysville. Got to meet him.
A lot of those guys. They're rolling a lot of guys through. And Cody Simon's played a ton. So it's like, let's
100%.
Let's see what these guys can do.
With those younger guys at this point in time.
Right? Absolutely. You got to find out if they can play.
Exactly. Yeah. And get them reps so that when the other guys leave, that they're ready, you know? But I thought the same thing about Bryson Rogers. I saw him get a lot of reps, and I was like, have we talked about him before? And you guys did a story on him within the last couple of days, right?
Yep.
Just talking about him. It was interesting because I personally haven't said his name with you guys yet. So it was
a name that you hadn't heard that popped out. And you're like, oh, who is that guy? He's making plays out here.
He really was. Yeah. So that was kind of cool to see.
It was a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It was the best. We need... Bonus it was amazing. Appreciation is media appreciation day would be even better.
Media appreciation
and a we huge all appreciate thank you to you. The students, all the students that came out.
Like, showed up in the rain.
We were talking about it was a horrific looking
morning. It looked great after practice.
Yeah, it looked
by 2 o'clock. It was
the
great.
The sun was out. It was great, but in the morning it was gross, and it was Easter weekend, so we didn't know how many kids would come out. And we gave out more wings this year than we did the year prior.
Well, there's some of the recruits like them too, so that was
I love that.
That was a good thing.
Yeah, yeah, got to lay the groundwork there. That's right.
They were excited. They had a bunch of big time recruits in there. I know we'll talk about Byrne with more of the high school dudes.
We saw a few of them. I mean, you can just tell they're big guys.
Well, they had a big soccer showcase then for girls soccer starting at 3. A gentleman, I flew back the night before, and there was a gentleman, his daughter, on our flight from Charlotte. And then there was an offense. She's like, oh, that's offensive lineman. Went to school with me there. And there he was walking down. So it was just crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what else is crazy? That on Tuesday.
$3 rooster onion feathers.
You can get the feathers for $3 on Tuesday.
With the feather sauce.
The feather sauce comes free.
She's sauce.
Look at her trying to get in there.
Feather sauce.
Sauce. We were talking about it beforehand. I told her shake
your Nicole, you can try to change the marketing, but the pluck you sauce is the best part of it. It's got
like
a little
that.
Kick.
I do like that.
A little horseradish in there.
Horseradish, no doubt.
See, they put the line on it so it doesn't confuse you that it's simply the spicy ranch,
correct.
Which also is good with that.
That is 100%.
My wife got bamboozled with that at the house one time when I was like, you see the black line? That means it's horseradish.
You can't go wrong either way.
No, but when you're
expecting... It would be a surprise, though. Yes, you're expecting the spicy ranch and you're getting that. Yeah, it'd be different.
It's a different kind
of especially if she like put it on her salad or something.
That is what she did. She had a whole salad of...
Spicy ranch on a salad?
I would.
That stuff has I feel like that has a little kick to it. I don't know.
Come on.
I'd be sweating eating a salad, I think.
Now me, as a huge salad proponent, can tell you that that's the way to do it.
What rooster salad do you like, Austin?
I like all of them, Nicole.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good answer.
grilled chicken.
The grilled chicken salad.
I mean, I'm not really supposed to have Caesar, so I can't.
Have Caesar.
Yeah. Can you have dressing?
Just like a bowl of lettuce.
Lemons. We squeeze lemons on them for Austin.
Can't have lemon. That wasn't part of it. No fruit. It was involved in that process. But actually, I'm done with that. I'll eat whatever I want.
Hey, all right.
Okay.
We're going to see a fuller and thicker Austin again.
Let's go.
I don't
bring it back.
You didn't think he could lose 50 and gain it back?
In the same year. You watch. We got this. Brought to you by Rooster.
We have healthy options, too.
100%.
Oh, the naked. Hey, I've introduced some people to the naked.
You got me on them.
The naked wings. I've been coming here for 20 years. And I had no idea.
You didn't know that? I ordered
those. No, until I watched you order them one time. Yeah. And then I put them on with the rub. And someone's like, that's the way to go.
Right. And then our guy says, put the garlic
on top of the rub.
It is delicious. Yes. Very good.
I don't know how I didn't.
My family eats the Nashville hot rub with the Korean barbecue. That's like their favorite.
See, and that's, I felt like that's not really advertised here. And so it's.
give you freedom to just.
Yeah, I'm not saying about. I've looked at this menu a lot. I mean, I'm not saying I could memorize it and give it back to you, but when my kids are like, what do you want? I can, well, what is there? Okay, well, here you go. Let me start just firing things away. And I just, the naked.
I think we do have to, yeah, I guess.
Well, the other ones are so good that you don't really want to go to the naked, but sometimes when you eat it every week, you have to go to the naked.
Oh, I could eat those naked.
And they're still delicious.
Rubs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like how Nicole and just didn't believe that I've tried any of the salads.
I think you've tried them.
She's like, oh, yeah, Austin, what's your favorite one?
Well,
don't look at the sheet.
Prior to last October, there's no world where I was eating a salad from literally anywhere.
Well.
And now.
The wedge is really good,
now
too.
You've changed.
But our new sauces are hopefully coming out this week.
By the way, you promoted those, I don't know, however long ago, and then someone came here with me, and they were asking about it. And I was like, I don't know if they have the garlic parmesan yet. It sounds really good.
Mm. It's this month,
in
right?
In April, yeah.
April?
They'll be here. They're just finalizing, I think, the design of the test menu. And, yeah, the sauces will roll out, which will be great.
That's what's holding it back, the design of the test menu. But the sauces are ready?
They're almost ready. They might be ready, like, as far as, like, the recipe, the packaging, but as far as distributing them across all locations, that might be, because it has to go through the guy who puts them in the packaging, and then to GFS, it's a process.
Yeah. You told me they were handmade daily, fresh sauces.
We do. We have handmade ones, and then we have ones that are packaged just because it'd be too inconsistent.
Like the chips.
We're working on that.
Yeah, I got my chips for the week.
Jay-Z's
all about it.
All right, big month with new Rooster sauces coming out. What else, Nicole? Anything?
Spring game is
in a week and a half. So
yes, we have that. We have Saddle Up after that.
National Championship game, and Final Four coming up this weekend, right?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah. Nicole's having. Don't you just? She's nervous now.
No, I'm not. Well, no. It's just we've been watching a lot of basketball at our house.
And Roosters got Peacock last year for Ohio State games.
We did.
So I'm sure WrestleMania is going to be on at Roosters on Saturday and Sunday.
And you are going to that, Austin?
Yes. Wow. Bill and I will both be there, so we're going to
have exciting.
So much coverage that no one will ever see.
I hope we talk about it a little. Well, Monday,
we're
going to
do it next
Tuesday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll be back. Oh, that's just the eclipse. It has nothing to do with wrestling.
Oh, that's right. The eclipse is Monday.
It's totally because of that, not anything else that's on Bill and I's plate.
Yeah.
all right, that's it. Onion Feathers, $3 on Tuesday. Nicole, I hope you had a great time at the scrimmage.
Thanks for having me, guys. I loved it.
That notebook is full. We're going to be right back to talk a little bit more about the Buckeyes. Right after this at Roosters, it's a fun, casual joint.
Roosters has been so fortunate. We just want to be able to give some of that back to the community.
They donate to organizations that are near and dear to their heart, and we're so fortunate to have been with Roosters now for a long time.
They always go above and beyond to help support our foundation to further help veterans.
It's just a wonderful feeling to know that Roosters supports the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer.
All the folks at Roosters are just genuinely kind folks, and they want to make a difference.
Thank you, Roosters Foundation.
Thank you, Roosters.
Thank you, Roosters.
Thank you, Roosters Foundation.
Welcome back into the Horseshoe Lounge, where Berm has arrived, Berm. And he's got his knife out for some reason.
Well,
just whip that out.
Hey, how excited was Bill for the Justin Fry mic'd up session?
So fired up. Big offensive line day. That's Bill's Christmas.
Like a three-alarm throbber.
Yeah, we should have had him on the show to break all that down, but we did that on some Snappy Jays earlier, so he was fired up about that. Berm, you had something with a knife. I was just going to
force you to acknowledge that we're actually going to do Roosters next week because you're driving back from Philadelphia at 1 a.m.
That's right.
After WrestleMania and not because of the eclipse.
Oh, no, Austin.
No, it is because of the eclipse.
It's got to be the eclipse.
Blame it on me. Why would you
not blaming it on you exclusively. I'm blaming it on you and Bill.
There's also other concerns. Schools are going to be closed in Columbus. I don't want you to be on the road in the middle of an eclipse.
Honestly, you'll be coming right through the dead eye of it. They said that mid-northern Ohio region is supposed to be
cars on the road might be like laser beams.
I'm not concerned about that one bit.
It turns into a laser beam. Melts your car.
We told you not to be on the roads.
They say you would literally die if you did that. And I'm doing this for you.
If that's all it takes, please. One sweet release.
Well,
anyway,
if you want me to use this knife,
we
could
just do that now, Berm.
So, Berm, tell me. Go ahead. Where are you going to go?
I was just going to say, offensive line talk today. We were talking after the availability on Monday about how sometimes coaches are so great when you have a conversation with them away from the cameras, and then how milquetoast and boring they are.
Well, I mean, come on.
And I think it's unfortunate.
Chip Kelly is 100% that. He's like, this guy is awesome.
No, his press conference was really good, his first one.
It's unfortunate that
He's so free.
The average fan doesn't get to like see the real personality of these guys, you know?
That Justin Fry's a real ass dude.
He's a great guy. That's why everyone's like, they need to get a new O-line coach. I'm like, can you time out? Dude just got here, inherited these players. It wasn't like he said, I want these, like, and he hadn't been coaching them either. So, like, there's potential for these guys to get better. They are improving under his coaching and tutelage. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, that's a real thing, too.
That's what I was just thinking about. Just thinking about that.
Was on your brain?
Yeah, I was like, man, because I think people do, like, the world of social media allows people to give their comments so freely about where it's things beautiful. Are. About what people, what they think people are, et cetera. And then,
what they think people are.
Yeah, I just wanted
to expand upon that.
You mentioned some mott sticks.
Well, yeah, so I thought you were going with the mac and cheese bites.
I have a mott stick, so I figured we should just get one for you. It's just one of
those
things.
You ordered them?
I mean, I just wanted to have a fresh
one. I appreciate
that.
I'm going to eat one.
All right. I just think it's unfortunate. People don't get to see those sides of these people, you know?
Here, bring this over.
That's good. The other side. Red Hot Chili Peppers talked about that. Yeah. That's a big deal.
Take me to the place I love.
Exactly. Take me all the way. That's under the bridge. That's another deal entirely. That's maybe how you felt more after the Cotton Bowl, not necessarily right now.
Yeah, that's more like throw me off the bridge. But that's what something that Justin Fry was talking about today. Like, they were so bad in the Cotton Bowl.
Well, there's no use denying it.
Yeah, like,
we all watched
He watched the film. Hey, he's a real, he's not somebody that's going to sugarcoat a turn for you. Like, but everyone else, God, never even saw what happened out there.
You know, Josh Fryer and those guys, they were all pretty adamant about that game is fueling them in a way that you have to find a silver lining here or there. And that one hopefully turns out to be one, because the offensive line seems pretty confident and they seem pretty happy with what we believe is that starting five.
I think that they're going to have some decent choices there.
Oh, yeah, get in there.
When you start looking, I mean, I think Carson Hinson's playing a lot better. I think him and Seth McLaughlin, it's closer than what probably people anticipated when they came in.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be finding that little mix of who are the two guys on the right side and where is Fryer playing. And
that's the thing that we were joking about as well, because –
And like Luke Montgomery played tackle last year, now playing more exclusively guard right now.
And so Luke Montgomery said in his press conference with us, it's like, I am all guard, every rep is a guard. And then Ryan Day and Justin Fry, like, we can move Josh Fry around and play guard. Well, why does he need to do that? If Luke Montgomery is all guard, we would have thought, okay, we'll let them flip and get some reps to evaluate, like.
Well, I think Luke Montgomery could play,
but that's true of both. Talking to him, they could do both, but it doesn't seem like they actually are doing that based on what we've seen.
They've got Tegger playing a lot of tackle, and I think they're trying to giving him some opportunities to see what he can do there. Regardless, like, you're going to need three dudes to be able to play tackle, and right now they really have one ish and a half. Like, you're going to need to develop that a little more.
It's just fun. You think about it, and on a day like today, you hear a lot of things, and. You ask Justin Fry, why is Luke at guard? And then he tells you one thing. Oh, he's got great recovery time. He's awesome when, you know, someone gets by him. He's great at recovering. He doesn't make the same mistake twice. Blah. You ask someone else why Luke's at guard. And like, oh, he's got great feet, the basketball feet. He's like, put him in tackle.
I don't know. They have their reasons. And Luke said, he's like, I could go back and do it. I'm like, here's the thing. And just having a conversation. Like, there'll be a day where you can jump back and forth and do that. He's a young player.
It's not this day. You've been here for 1 year.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Let's focus on one thing.
Let's get good at one thing. And it's not like, and it's not even just understanding, because Luke's a smart kid. I think he could know both. But there is like a skill difference to being able to like, hey, I'm going to play quarterback right-handed, and now I'm going to do it left-handed. I know I'm seeing the same picture. Yeah. But like, there's an element there to where you're changing things up on how difficult it's going to be with just your technique and your footwork, your short setting, long setting, like how things happen in front of you. So there's some differences there. I like talking to Berm because I talked to some of these recruits there,
and they talked to
The linebacker from McKinney, who's very talented. And I did not realize
Riley Pettijohn.
Yeah, what's his
Pettijohn?
Pettijohn, yes.
He's like a 10-7 guy in the 100.
Yeah, they said that. So his dad was in Dallas and played for the Desperados, and I was playing for the Cowboys. So we were watching a lot of things out of practice, and then. I have no idea who these. I'm not like Berm, and I don't study the high school roles to see who's out there to try to slide in.
I mean, it is his job.
Tough but fair.
It is. And so I'm like, hey.
Everybody has to find
out. Are these guys good? Does, like, is this guy good, or is he here, like, kind of good? And James, like, no, this is a guy. Like, he's a really good player, and he's like a sub 11.
James did not say that. on the record.
No, he can't say
any sort of public forum.
Well, he's not allowed to comment on any high school kid, but they're like looking like this is sub 11.
Watch this show. They're turning it in.
Well,
it's James Ornitis was publicly.
He's not publicly commenting to anybody.
I know.
Like, but we're like just trying to figure out who's this guy. There's the tackle from the school in Charlotte.
Providence Day School.
Yeah, what's the gentleman's name?
David Sanders.
There you go. Like, I don't know these guys.
The number one ranked offensive lineman in the country.
And that's what this does. So I'm getting this information from a 16-year-old girl and her dad who sat beside me on a deal. I'm like, hey, you know,
can come from anywhere, Bob.
It can. Like, and she's like, he goes to my high school. And they're like, yeah. And then it does. We're pretty good. I think they were like in the state. I think I don't know if they won the state last year.
Their quarterback, Jaden Davis, is Michigan's freshman quarterback this year.
Okay. So yeah, like they have good players. Yeah. And so I'm just trying to figure out, like, these guys, there's a lot of people that come to practice hell. There's a million people out there. I'm trying to figure out if these guys are college students.
Former players?
Former players? I don't know why. I'm like, hey, you guys.
Justin was there.
You're coaching. Who was I talking? I was talking to someone. One of our former teams said they've got, you have a kid here as a player. I mean, just coaching.
Like Jalen Marshall was there.
Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of guys.
Random guys that haven't been back for a while.
They're like, oh. Jackson Smith and Jigbo was there.
Chimney was there.
Brian Browning was there. I mean, a lot of dudes.
Yeah. And so it's good. Like, it looks great. It's fantastic. But I was just trying to figure out, like, hey, they said it was a big recruiting weekend. I know they had a handful of commitments.
Huge recruiting weekend. Yeah, 4 commitments over the weekend. Started on Friday with defensive lineman London Merritt from Atlanta. Plays at IMG in Florida. And then Saturday you got Desi Jones, who's a wide receiver from New Jersey, from DePaul High School, same as Ronnie Hickman. His teammate, Deshaun Stewart, is a safety who committed on Sunday. And then TJ Alford, who's another linebacker that Ohio State has been infatuated with for a while.
Coveting.
He committed on Saturday. Again,
do you like the new boom? The boom deal that they put out there?
I had heard about it a week ago to look for that. And I know that they were waiting for a few other guys to send in their videos that never did, and they were pissed about it.
I told them I'll send mine, and I'll actually explode something in my driveway if you want.
It'll literally be a boom.
I'm not sure they want
pyrotechnics.
To announce a high school kid with Bobby crushing a beer can.
And maybe some firework explosions.
It's 2024.
We're marketing everything.
That's still a rule, bro.
There's no rules.
I'm a little concerned if you don't think that's a rule, considering how much time you spend talking to high school kids.
Not if you're international waters, maritime law. I mean, you can do whatever you want down there.
Interesting.
Yeah, I was just curious, like, as all that went, but it seemed that the linebacker is supposed to be a pretty good guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really big weekend. Aside from Pettijohn, who is, like, now that Alford
is
committed, Pettijohn's probably, like, LB1 on the board for Ohio State. So
these are 2025 guys?
Yeah. But this weekend, because that's, like, his first visit, so now it's just about, like, establishing, are you coming back in 2 months for your official? And so now you get those locked in. The biggest one is David Sanders and, the offensive tackle. Sorry, number one ranked player in the country, according to some folks, number one ranked offensive tackle. Like, his whole family thing has been, it's too far. It's like giving Ohio State the opportunity this weekend to say, like, it's an hour flight from Charlotte.
It's not easy.
It's not even a bad drive to Charlotte.
And his other schools that he's really into are Alabama, Clemson, Georgia. And the argument really from Ohio State is it takes you longer to drive to those places than it does to fly here. Yeah. So get over it, essentially.
If everything else that you want is here,
you're going to let this stop you when it's really not as big a deal as you think, especially because we live in the NIL world now where it's not like you're going to have to worry about funds or anything like that, because I'm sure there's ways to work these things into a contract if you really, really wanted to, which I'm sure other schools around the country have done before. So the number one ranked running back in the country was in town. Also, Jordan Davison from Modern Day High School in California. So, and then you had Jamie French, who some people consider the number one receiver in the country, or at least a top five receiver in the country across the board. Vernell Brown, another Florida receiver, top 10 receiver. Like, it was a very, very important weekend. And now you have, like, a little bit of time till the spring game, and then you have another big weekend. That one will be probably less impactful than the Student Appreciation Day trips just because of the names that we had this weekend, and then it builds to
How did you think that it looked out there, knowing that you live in this world? Because I know they were they made it Easter weekend. I'm like, I was kind of worried whether there'd be enough students out there. But there was a lot of former guys out there, which was great.
That's more, much more important, obviously.
Yeah, and just yeah, and I just want to make sure like it looks full. It's bad. It's
it looked good.
It was full. Well, yeah. I didn't even want it any more full. You kids, safe.
I thought it was the right amount.
Yes,
yeah, you had to be in certain areas to see things. You
know, I didn't want to bring my kids. I just, when there's a lot of people there, I go. It's the get back coach, and get back coach Schlegs wasn't there. Like, so the preeminent get back coach in all of the land wasn't there, because it's a four-sided practice that you have to guard to make sure people aren't getting injured.
One thing I was really happy about is I didn't notice any like memorabilia hawks around this weekend.
I did.
Did you? I didn't see many. I mean, we've seen a lot more in the past where they were a lot of those people who snuck in, and that's something I think Ohio State, you know, needs to probably not allow, but.
What do you, when you say not allow, like, what are you suggesting?
I mean, it's
like a nightstick taser situation.
Yes. Take them out back.
I think whatever the red coat had to throw Jay-Z out.
It's trespassing. Okay. You're not a student. You're not a former player. You're not part of the credential media. You don't belong there. So, if you're
the students have to show ID.
Yeah. I don't know, but they were there before I got there. I mean, they were like tailgating, I think.
You know, at some point, it gets pretty loosey goosey around there. And, but yeah, overall, it's, I thought it went pretty well.
Do you think that the timing worked out? You mentioned Jordan Davison there. It felt like Ohio State was wrapping up a conversation with Carlos Lachlan at about the exact same time. Is that just fortuitous?
I don't believe it's I don't think it was just total serendipity, but I do think that it's not ironic, let's say that Ohio State's presumptive new running backs coach, which should be finalized by the end of Monday or Tuesday, is maybe the one coach in the country that Jordan Davison has a better relationship with than he had with Tony Alford. So that's not entirely coincidental, I'd imagine. But I know that Ryan Day's message to recruits has been, this is Ohio State, we're going to find a great replacement, and that's all you need to know. So
I was just disappointed they passed on Ross. Because he really had
his heart. I asked him about that, actually.
And Rob.
Yeah. I brought it up to Ross Bjork at the Jake Diebler press conference when he was announced. I said, hey, I got to talk to you. Bobby Carpenter had this great idea. And that was our first meeting, of first conversation that I had with
Ross. So he definitely
knew
your business.
So he walked away. He's like, don't ever let me talk to that guy.
Yeah, it ended with him telling me to F off. Which I wasn't very expecting. Nice, but then I was like, I like the cut of your jib.
I like the cut of your jib.
But if you can't do it, what about Bobby Carpenter?
What about Rob Carpenter?
Rob Carpenter.
The Chip may have been on board with that after he met him a couple weeks ago. But I don't know if my dad's got the chops to even stand out there for multiple practices. He can do one every now and then, but he's almost 70.
Get him a golf cart right around.
It was an interesting search for Ohio State because they did pursue and have negotiations and conversations with multiple other candidates before they got to Lachlan. But the fact that that is true, and you also wound up getting someone who's very highly regarded as a recruiter. He has a fascinating resume and career journey from federal law enforcement, like that he wasn't even allowed to talk about the things that he did while moonlighting as a volunteer coach.
It's like Memphis. Diddy.
Maybe he should be.
I think far from Diddy.
No, the opposite.
I don't think Diddy's not allowed to talk about things he did.
I didn't know we were doing Berm's conspiracy.
Hey, can I have another one of those?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Are we,
anyway, the fact that they wound up with this.
That makes sense. Listening, I saw one clip of him talking just about how he handles his room in a way. And it's like, that makes sense coming from it because he's like, no nonsense.
He is no nonsense. Yeah, he is very highly thought of as a recruiter and a grinder. He has put in the hours to make it work. He doesn't have the longest tenure in college football at the highest level. And he's just been in Oregon for a couple years. But everybody that I know who I've got feedback on, they swear by this guy, and that could be someone if, quote-unquote, you miss out on three or four other guys and you wind up taking someone with this reputation and from a Big Ten competitor at the same time, that now Oregon has to turn around and deal with this in April the way Ohio State did throughout March. That feels like still a positive outcome.
And he has a good relationship with the number one running back in next year's class. That doesn't hurt.
No, that helps.
I'm excited. That's what I was curious, like the perception. Because Ryan wasn't in a rush, and so I think there were some people that were concerned at the length of time it was transpiring. But, like, to me, in this sense, like, time is a flat circle. Like, there's no timeline that you actually needed to adhere to, other than you probably wanted to have it done by May.
I think that you, I mean, selfishly, as a coach, I'm sure, like, they would want to spend some time in spring actually getting those practices.
So absolutely.
Like, to me, I don't know that I felt like it was concerned that the length of time was ticking away, but it was also that they would invest an amount of time in DeMarco Murray and then be used for a raise elsewhere, or, you know, Stan Drayton and then not being able to get over a buyout situation with Temple. Like, to have to spend that amount of time and then not even maybe start over, but just continue and pick it up with somebody else, like, that was extending the window when you knew, like, Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins can, they probably don't need a position coach with the experience. Talk about they
have. Ryan Day.
Well, okay, fine.
Do you see that wheelie dialed
they'd
up?
They'd be okay if you. But
two things I think are at play here as far as timing goes when it comes to Ohio State and Carlos Lachlan specifically is that Oregon hasn't started spring practice yet. So,
really? They're like on the old Buckeye program. I mean,
they're out in the Pacific Northwest. They get started a little late, so they're
three hours
behind. I think that
I don't know the answer.
That allows that conversation to probably go a little easier than it did with other guys who were already
in practice.
And number two, the substantial buyout for Carlos Lachlan dropped considerably on today.
By half.
Cut in half today.
Oh, really?
So there's
not this is the most interesting contract. Sorry, Berm. I don't know that I've ever seen this because Carlos Lachlan just got a raise. He was
2 weeks ago from
he was involved in Tennessee's search for a running backs coach. He got a new contract from Oregon, but the 100% buyout only lasted for like 6 weeks and then dropped on April 1st.
It lasted for 16 days.
Never seen that. I think they were working on it in February, but maybe I'm...
That seems,
it was only reported publicly.
Because I think my presumption would be, I think they might be starting practice like today or tomorrow.
Well, they've got to eventually.
So like, I would have thought, I think maybe it's lined up for like, start of spring practice, because at that point they think,
yeah, he's here.
We're starting late. Yeah. No one else is going to have an opening, and now all of a sudden, oops!
Yeah,
Ohio State has an opening.
Had a guy leave during practice,
so should be done officially, I would imagine, sometime soon, barring a catastrophic turn of events. Yeah. Turned out okay.
Yeah. No, I think that's every position filled on the coaching staff, right? That's the last one that we have to
worry about.
That's
the entirety of the staff.
Yeah. We were, I think, operating under the pretense that there's only a handful of guys around the country that you would look at and consider an upgrade over Tony Alford. Obviously, the tenure that he'd been at Ohio State, that means something. But I think there was the DeMarco Murray, the Robert Gillespie, the Stan Drayton. Like, those are upgrades, and I think this is probably as close as you get to like a like-for-like replacement.
Interesting note, Oregon still on quarters.
Who are they?
And their quarter just started today. So I'm guessing that on Monday, April 1st, I'm guessing they'll probably have their first spring ball starting this week as they're just coming off break. So
That's how ours was. That'll probably be super fun for Oregon to get to the midway point of their spring camp and then have the portal open. I bet that.
I don't even understand. So if you have like a bad practice, that's.
I'm leaving. I'm not getting any reps today. I'm going to the portal.
You didn't give me enough reps in practice. We're done here.
So what the portal opens in 2 weeks?
April 15th.
It's portal. Wow. Something else.
It's portal season.
That is going to be
right after the Ohio State spring.
The word
game,
you're looking for is dumb, Bob. Dumb.
That's an interesting.
You hit the nail
element
on the head there.
But I thought it was all about academics and all about these things. The problem is when you have schools that are operating under the same rules, but yet they're one is on a semester's basis and another's on a quarter's basis. That is where there's going to be a huge issue with all that.
Yeah.
And it's not getting better.
Those look like flappers. They look like they're all your
flappers. Those are flappers only. Those are sharks.
They need to
be degizzle.
We'll get those boxed up. Don't worry.
Yes, don't worry.
Always gets eaten.
Always consumed.
Which is a fun, casual joint. And it was great that they allowed us to come back for a fun, casual chat this week, Bob.
Were you worried that they weren't going to let you back?
Yes, every week I'm worried. Did I do something wrong? Is Nicole going to throw me out? And then I try and...
Maybe some... The panel will say that the mac and cheese bites were only a 7 out of 10 that week.
That week I was a little bit concerned.
I was a little worried about that one too.
I was like, why are we...
She's going to hear about this. It's not going to be good.
I guess that means it's truth in advertising because Berm...
I'm never going to lie to my people.
Won't
never
even
lie to America.
Although you shouldn't put sugar on mac and cheese bites either.
That sounds gross.
Are you serious?
What is wrong with you?
I mean, I'm just thinking about it. I've certainly never done it, but I wonder if it would add a little... Little extra flair.
Something. Just a little kick. Sweet and spicy. You put the hot sauce on there.
All right. But as long as Nicole will have us back, we'll be here next Tuesday.
As long as we survive the eclipse.
As long as he survives WrestleMania.
In the eclipse, Berm. Why are you acting like they're...
Oh, look at that.
It's one thing and not the other. Whatever.
Remember the last eclipse we had? Like 2017, I came down. I was in Columbus for something for that.
Why weekend. Is everybody making such a big deal of this? The last one was 7 years ago.
I don't know. That's what
this
I'm
one is a complete, and it was a, it's like complete, a generational.
That one was supposed to be like 90%, and there was nothing.
I read that this is going to last for 3 days.
Also, I think it's supposed to rain.
No, that was Easter, Bob.
Also, I think it's supposed to be a rainy.
I'm losing it. I'm too distracted.
I think it's supposed to be a rainy, cloudy day next Tuesday. Also, so that's going to be perfect. Or next Monday.
Which all this is going to happen, and there's going to. Government's going to put clouds up there.
The point is, Eclipse Willing will be back next Tuesday to preview Ohio State's spring game.
Did any of you ever drive a Mitsubishi Eclipse when they were cool?
I wish I
still
I always wanted one.
It's still
the spider. They still are.
Yeah.
Yeah, those
collector's
spiders.
Item.
Yeah, those were dope in the day.
Thanks to Nicole Cox and Roosters. Thanks to Jay-Z.
And thanks that's to these delicious.
Yes.
That's Bob.
Onion feathers, $3 all day long Tuesday.
Plucking sauce. Berm. I'm Austin. This has been the end of another strange show. We'll see you next week.